The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. If only I had to do it all over again, is a constant cry from the human heart. And the implication is, of course, that if some magical power could grant the plea, how much better things would be handled. Or at the very least, how differently. But is that a valid concept? Does it follow inevitably that people could or would handle things better a second time around?
Sergeant, touch and go. You want to stay with it as we take him in?
You don't see that. Oh, what is it?
What's he say?
Search me.
Could hold up a minute so I can hear what he's
saying. Not a second, Sergeant. Anything this guy has to tell you will be after he's operated on, not before. If then.
It was...
Sounds like he's talking with someone. Asking for something.
It was yesterday.
Something about yesterday.
What this baby ought to be worrying about is tomorrow.
Mystery drama, The Man Who Asked for Yesterday, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Mandel Kramer. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I'm Hi Brown, producer of Radio Mystery Theater, a bit numb with surprise and appreciation. We never anticipated the enthusiasm of your response when we invited your comments about the show. You've said so many, many nice things, and you've telephoned, written, and asked questions. It's those questions, though, that pose a problem. The volume of mail has been so tremendous, over 75,000 letters and still coming in, that it's going to take time to sort through all of it and find the letters that call for specific answers to questions. But the prize drawing is over, so if you'll send in that question again, we'll try for a prompt reply. Write Mystery Theater, Box 5152, Radio City Station, New York, 10019. Mystery Theater, Box 5152, Radio City Station, New York, 10019. And again, thank you.
There's no mystery to the fact that Jansen Beach Center is the place to shop anytime, but especially right now when prices in all 60 stores have been reduced for January clearance specials. Not only do you save money by shopping at Jansen Beach Center, but gas by being able to shop for all your needs at one location. And it's warm and comfortable in the heated malls. The mystery has been solved. Jansen Beach Center is the place to shop for January clearance specials. Jansen Beach Center, just off Interstate 5 at Jansen Beach.
That was very good, Susan. Now, after Mom tells us a story, we'll all get in the car and go get some...
ice cream!
Right. Okay, Mom.
Well, this story begins a long time
ago. Family night. One night a week with all the kids and both of you can make it all worthwhile. Can make it a family. A family's a pretty nice thing to have around.
And they all lived happily ever after. Now, let's get that ice cream.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Almost always misquoted quote by an obscure poet is the theme of tonight's Spine Tingler. Backward, turn backward, O time, in thy flight. If you haven't spotted the misquote, I'll clear it up for you later. Concentrate first on the fascinating problem of a man with fatal brain injury who still finds time to talk to himself.
Are you taking him straight to surgery?
No, not yet. Pre-op first. And an operating team has to be assembled.
Can I hang around? On the chance while he's talking to himself, I can get a lead.
Be my guest. But with that bullet in his brain, I doubt if even subconsciously he can track anymore.
But he's still trying to say something.
To who? Us? Himself? Say, Daddy in the sky?
I don't know. He may be louder.
Oh, if you could only...
But he sure ain't clearer. I'd give a lot to know if he's really making any sense or what he's trying to say.
I never had a chance. I should have had a chance. Somebody should have given me a chance.
What kind of chance, Mort?
What? Who?
What kind of chance should you have?
Well, the cards were all stacked against me. I mean, how was I to know?
The cards were stacked. So?
Don't you see, if I even suspected for a moment, if I thought that my own wife... what's the use?
Don't give up yet, Mort.
Look, mister, I don't know who you are, and it's like I'm wasting my breath. But I can tell you something. If I could have yesterday to live over...
Suppose you could. What would you change?
You'd have to know what happened to me first.
Suppose you could convince me that yesterday should be lived over. Would you be willing for me to give you that opportunity?
If it were only possible.
Well, tell me why you'd like to ask for yesterday over again.
What have I got to lose?
That's quite a leading question. One you'll have to answer for yourself. Do you want to tell me about yesterday?
It started like any other day. The tight pull behind my eyes. The furry tongue, the shivery feeling of insecurity. Not just because my legs and my hands were shaky, but because my mind was sticky and not quite tracked, and because I had that sick feeling that I'd failed Cherry again, that I was less than a wife should expect.
Oh, crying out loud, Mort. Your alarm to wake you up. Turn it off.
Sure. Did you have a bad night, baby?
What'd you expect with you turning and twisting and moaning? I didn't sleep.
I'm sorry, honey. It's just that I'm going crazy. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I thought you said your horse had to come in today.
It has. 15 straight days. The favorite has run out of the money. The law of averages has got to catch up.
So, today you'll win. And everything's fine again.
There's only one hitch.
What?
To put down a bet, you gotta have the scratch. I haven't got any.
So, you'll borrow some.
Where?
Well, Uncle Joe wouldn't give you some.
Oh, come on, Cherry. You know my partner wouldn't lend his mother a dime without good security, and I'm not even real family.
Well, he always says you're like a son to him.
Yeah, it's because he let me buy a piece of the business so he could have a diamond cutter's salary and work me 10 hours a day for free.
I don't know why you let him get away with it.
Look, it's the carrot on the stick, sweetheart. He dangles it in front of my nose every day. Like a son you are to me, Mort. Someday this is going to be all yours.
I wish he'd die already.
Don't get your hopes up. He's as tough as an old chew. I got to get going.
No, wait a minute, Mort.
What?
About the bet. If you don't want to ask Uncle Joe... Why don't you borrow from a bank?
Sherry, you know I've got no credit.
Well, you've got the piece of the business.
I've used that as collateral.
Your insurance.
That's tied up, too.
Then you're really flat, huh?
I'm up to my ears in hock. I'm with nothing. The only thing I've got left that's worth a cent is my body, and I wish to God I had the guts to fall out a window so at least you'd be able to...
Hush, honey. Don't you dare talk like... We'll work it out. You'll see.
Oh, I don't deserve you, honey.
Now, let's not go into that. Look, why don't you take your shower and shave, and you and me will get our heads together over breakfast, and
see what we can figure out.
Oh, that's a good idea, honey. I won't be long.
Take your time.
You know you're the best wife a man ever had?
Mm-hmm. Just you keep thinking that way.
Jerry?
Whatever it is, it'll wait till breakfast. Now get in the shower. I thought he'd never move. Just want to tell you, we finally got a little pigeon right where we want him.
Did he leave already?
No, he's in the shower. But he finally admitted it this morning. He hit bottom. So do we go ahead?
You know the deal, Sugar. You can count on me.
Then we move. More coffee, Mort?
No. Wish we had more time to think. If only you'd been here last night, at least I could have slept on it.
Oh, I'm sorry I was so late. But you know Marge.
I don't know why you spend so much time with her.
Oh, she's a good friend. And with you working the hours you do,
I know. I guess I shouldn't complain.
Well, never mind. Anyway, it's like I told you. Marge is a wonder with the Ouija board. And how she could have read my mind... And all about worrying over you.
She actually said that I was going to make a killing today?
Her very words.
I just got to hit a winner. Never mind Ouija boards. It's plain mathematics.
So, go ahead. Make the bet.
Without cash?
Well, now, surely that old bookie of yours will take your check. You've been a good customer. And then you can pay him when you win.
Mm-hmm. And suppose I lose?
Mort, will you think positive for once? This is going to work out just right for us. I know it.
All right. I'm going to take a chance, honey. I mean, what could they do if I lose? You can't get blood out of a stone.
Oh, that's the way. Now, you just keep thinking positive.
Yeah?
Oh, Herb. Herb, it's Mort Herman.
Hi, Mort. What's your action?
Look, I want to get a bet down on the fourth at Jasper Gardens today.
You got it. What horse? How much?
The favorite. Final chance. 1,000 on the nose.
But gee, that's a little steep, Mort. I want that covered.
Well, it's Saturday. The banks are closed, huh?
Yeah.
And I don't have that much on me in cash, you know.
I'll tell you what. You drop me off your personal check on the way down and you got your bet. With a real good customer like you, what have I got to lose, huh?
Sherry, baby, I'd like to die laughing. You should have seen him writing out this bum check. His hand was shaking so bad, I thought he'd never be able to sign.
But you got it. And he is hooked.
Oh, not so fast. He is playing a favorite. You know, that horse could win. Nope. You and me are going to go with better odds.
What do you mean?
Pass me that slip of paper with that number on it, huh?
This? Well, that's Mort's direct phone line at the store.
Yeah, I asked him how I could reach him this afternoon after at the race in case my phone should be tied up. Now, look, don't make a sound. Don't make a sound while I sell a real bill of goods.
Hello?
Hi, is that you, Mort?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Herb. Now, listen, I got your bet down, and then I started to get cold feet about that check.
Well, look, if you want to cancel out...
Now, I said, listen, now, don't interrupt me. And that bet's up the line by now. I can't cancel out. But I can do you a favor. Oh, we're playing with rough boys, Mort. And like I said, you've been a good customer. I don't want to see you hurt. Hurt bad.
But the favorite can't lose.
The favorite ain't gonna win. The fix is in. The winner is Tidy Lady. She'll go up at 100-1. Now, I'm gonna stick my neck out for you. Give me another check at anything up to... 2,500, and I'll see you get down on Tidy Lady.
100-1? A sure thing?
A lead pipe cinch. You can't lose.
I'll be right over.
And that sews that up, Sherry, baby.
Herb, there isn't any chance that Tidy Lady could win.
She'll be lucky to get out of the gate.
Sherry? Sherry, where are you?
In the living room, Mort.
Sherry, the most awful thing has happened. The horse I bet her. Herb, what are you... How did you get here?
Well, Herb's been trying to reach you at the office, darling.
Oh, well, I
I'll just leave you two alone.
Too bad it was the wrong horse, eh, Mort?
Herb, what happened? You told me Tidy Lady couldn't lose.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. Even a bookie gets bum information. Well, let's get our business settled. I got $1,000 for you on Final Chance. She went off at even money. So that means you owe $1,500 on the other bet.
But you said Tidy Lady couldn't lose.
That's the fillies for you. Can't trust him. And I can't trust you more. Can I?
Now, look, Herb.
You know and I know these checks ain't worth the paper they're written on. If I drop them, they bounce out of sight. Now, what are you going to do to make them good?
Now, Herb, give me a chance, will you? Give me a break.
Oh, yeah, sure. I might, Mort, but the men upstairs, not a chance. I'm only an errand boy. These are hard cases, Mort. You better pay off.
How can I?
Well, there is one way. Let me show you the only out you got. Go on.
Go on. Oh, I must be crazy. I can't do this.
You know what happens if you don't. Come on. Let's go.
I can't rob my own partner. I'm not going to open that safe.
Oh, yes, you are. Does this get it through your head? I'm not wasting any more time.
Put the gun away.
Oh, no. You open that safe, or I'll save the big boy's hitman some trouble.
All right. Just enough to pay off what I owe now.
I'll handle the payoff. You open up. There we are. That's it. Now I'll start scooping them up.
Look, Herb.
All of them. Leave the jewelry, but... Take all of those loose diamonds.
You said only enough to pay.
Yeah. I had to con you into opening that safe, but don't worry. I'm not greedy. You wait till you hear my real proposition when we get back to your apartment.
There's nothing else we can do, Mort.
I'm really being very generous. $50,000 in diamonds and the seats I booked for you to South America. Well... It's time to go if you're going to make that plane.
How can you be sure I won't refuse?
For the same reason I know you won't be back. One thing I'm not paying off are your gambling debts. That'll keep you away from home. Well, Mrs. Herman, are you all packed as I requested?
Yes.
And I'll drive you to the airport just to make sure you get off all right.
We come off the highway for?
We're almost out of gas.
Well, the airport's just across the bridge. You could have made it.
A turn left here. Right here, under the bridge.
There's no gas station down here. This road goes right to the river. That's a dead end.
You are so right, Mort. Particularly for you.
What do you mean?
End of the line.
But I'm going to South America. You said there were two tickets?
Yeah. For Sherry and me.
What?
Didn't you ever think it was funny? My dear friend Marge never came to visit us.
You mean it was always Herb and you?
Sure. It takes someone as stupid as you not to guess. Where's your car, Herb?
It's on the other side of the wharf, honey. But don't go yet. I'll need you to help me get this car rolling into the river.
Oh, I don't want to be here.
No. You're not going to kill me, Herb. You're not going to kill me.
As soon as that plane is making enough racket to kill the sound of...
Herb, no!
Now!
Herb! Herb! I tried to jerk my head away frantically at the last moment, but I could feel the bullet smash into my skull and then burst in a fountain of searing sparks.
But did Mort Herman really die? If so, how could he be able to ask his mysterious partner in conversation to borrow back yesterday? Well, We'll find that out when we return shortly with Act Two.
Ever see a beer drinker pour his beer real easy down the side of the glass? Maybe you do it yourself. If so, the Budweiser brewmaster thinks you're missing something, especially if you're a Budweiser drinker. You see, Bud is brewed, so it will kick up a healthy head of foam. Exclusive Beechwood aging and natural carbonation make it a lively brew. Well, anyway, pouring Bud plunk down the middle of the glass helps bring out the best in that clean white Budweiser foam and real beer aroma. It also helps you get the full benefit of a taste, smoothness, and drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Remember, brewing beer right does make a difference. Next time, pour that Budweiser right down the middle and see for yourself. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Basically, when we started the street corner scouting program, what I did was I came into the communities that had, you know, very little scouting at all.
Hey, Johnny, come in.
What I had to do was I had to come out here every day during the week, including Saturdays and Sundays, and go out on these same alleys with them and play the same kind of games they played, and just have a regular scouting program with them.
Did you know there's such a thing as street corner scouting? That it's bringing scouting to millions of boys who never even heard the word scouting? Did you also know that for every boy in scouting today, in our suburbs as well as in our cities, there's another boy who'd like to be but can't? And that the reason most of them can't is because no adult in the neighborhood thinks scouting's worth the time?
Basically, you got to go to where they are. If they're in the ballpark or behind the house or in the barn, you got to go to them.
If you don't think scouting's worth your time, you don't know enough about scouting. Find out more. Write Scouting, North Brunswick, New Jersey. 08902.
Can a man on the threshold of death hesitate and draw back? Is there for any of us the hope of a second chance? And if we were granted this chance, if we were allowed to retrace our steps, could we change the course of events and find another ending? We're about to return to the story of a man who asked for yesterday.
Am I dead?
Not quite. You're in a hospital with a bullet in your brain. As the saying goes, as good as dead.
And Sherry and Herb got away with it. It isn't fair. If I only had it to do all over again.
Suppose you had. Could you do better?
Of course. Of course. If I knew what I know now.
Naturally. That would have to be a precondition if you're asking for yesterday to live over again.
You mean there's a chance that I can?
If you deserve it.
Oh, please. Please, give me the chance. Can you?
Oh, yes. Well, why not? I'm a bit of a gambler myself. Let's see how you can remake yesterday.
Oh, for crying out loud, Mort. It's your alarm to wake you up. Turn it off.
Oh, sure, honey. Wow. Oh, you had a bad night, honey?
Well, what'd you expect? With you churning and twisting and groaning and moaning, I didn't sleep.
I'm sorry, honey. It's just that I'm going crazy. I don't know what I'm going to do.
But that was yesterday. Now I know what I'm going to do. Or at least what I'm not going to do. I was aware of Sherry's voice saying all the things as we had said them. But I was thinking to myself how I hated her, knowing the truth. Her pretense of love, the story about her friend Marge. Well, now that I knew I was the one marked for the kill, things were going to be different. But not till I was ready. Till then, it had to stay the same.
Yeah?
Herb, it's Mort Herman.
Hi, Mort. What's your action?
Look, I want to get a bet down on the 4th at Jasper Gardens today.
You got it. What horse? How much?
The favorite. Final chance. $1,000 on the nose.
But gee, that's a little steep. I'd want that cover.
Look, it's Saturday, Herb. The banks are closed.
Yeah.
I haven't got that much on me in cash.
I'll tell you what. Drop me off your personal.
It was hard to sound scared the way I had before, knowing that slimy rat was two-timing me with Sherry. But I had to play it out so he wouldn't know this time. Know that he was going to be the one that got hooked.
You just give
By
me
the second call, I was ready to make the first of my changes in the action.
And I'll see you get down, untidy lady.
100 to 1. A sure thing?
A lead pipe cinch you can't lose.
Oh, boy, look, I know I can trust you, Herb. You wouldn't steer me wrong.
You know it, kid.
Well, look, all right, how about give me a real break now? Spring me for a big one. 10G.
Wait a minute.
I'm good for it, don't you? Look, I got a safe full of diamonds would cover that 10 ways from nowhere.
That big might shake the odds.
Herb, come on, you can lay it off 50 different places.
Okay. You got a deal. But bring me that check.
My upping the ante was a jolt for Herb, I knew. But I also knew that he had to go for it. As I wrote out the worthless check, I could just figure the conversation now going on between Herb and my no-good cheating wife.
Did he go for it?
Yeah.
Herb, is something wrong?
No, I just got a little mad is all.
Why?
I thought I had my pigeon pegged. Small potatoes better like Mort wouldn't dare look beyond a 2.5 grand bet. He had a nerve to hold me up for 10,000.
So what's the difference? Doesn't that give you even more of a lever to talk him into opening up the safe?
Yeah, but it'll run me quite a few grand more to pay up the boys upstairs.
Ah, it's a drop in the bucket, Herb. There's easy $1,000,000 in that safe. So what do you care?
Yeah, I just got a little nervous, hon. That fool should walk it going through with a big caper. Would like to be holding those bum checks I couldn't cover. I don't want to end up in the river with concrete boots.
Oh, don't even talk like that, Herb. He'll cave in like plaster of Paris once he gets the notion he might be hurt, I promise you.
You made the plane reservations.
Ah, I went even better than that. The tickets are sitting right at home.
Did you bring me his gun?
Well, I didn't want to carry it around. It's in the drawer at home.
You're not going to chicken out on going all the way.
Don't you worry.
Because after the heist, he's got to go. He'll be the one the police figure for it. They'll be looking for him, and we don't want him found.
Herb, there's no outside chance this tidy lady could win.
She'll be lucky to get out of the gate.
What they didn't know was that from here on in, the odds were changed. I was calling the shots.
Now, don't worry, Uncle Joe. I'll mind the store. Yeah. I'll set the burglar alarm when I leave. Don't worry. Everything's under control.
Yes, sir, Uncle. Your little boy Morty has everything under complete control. If I didn't know about that unnumbered bank account you got in Switzerland or all the blue chip stocks, I'd hate to do this to you, Uncle Joe. 22 right. 8 to the left. 31 right. 14 back. Ah. A real nephew, maybe you could have trusted, but a made-up one, you got only yourself to blame. I cleaned the safe out of everything in diamonds, just like Herbie would have made me do. They went into my pockets. It's surprising how little space nearly $1,000,000 in diamonds takes up. Then I went to deliver my check to Herb.
I'm stretching quite a point for you, Mort.
Oh, I know that, Herb, but I'll be good for the check.
Don't give it a thought. You and me, we're going to be rich men after that 4:30 finish.
And no kickbacks.
We're riding on all the sucker's money. Say, you want a drink to it?
No. I'll pass, Herb. I'm kind of pooped. I've been under a lot of strain lately. So I think I'll just go on home and take a little nap until post time.
Hey, you're not going back to the store, huh?
No. I think I'll just watch on TV while our jockey boots our fortune home.
Well, maybe I come up and join you. We could celebrate together.
Why not? Not in 1,000,000 years, Herbie. Not ever. You're not seeing me again.
When I heard you laying off those bets that you had to guarantee personally, my score with you was all settled.
Who's that?
Me. Mort.
What are you doing home so early?
Why, aren't you glad to see me?
Well, of course, sweetie, but... What are you doing with the gun?
Just checking, see if it's loaded.
Why?
Well, you know I always do that when I'm carrying diamonds.
Diamonds? You're carrying some now?
Yep.
Oh, what for?
I'm going on a trip.
When?
Right now.
Well, but I thought...
You thought what?
Well, I thought... Well, didn't you have a bet on a horse or something?
That's right, I do. Two of them, to be exact. On the same race.
Well, I don't understand.
Yeah. Pistol's all set now. I think you do, Sherry.
What?
Understand.
Mort, honey, you're so strange. What are you trying to say to me?
I'm not trying, honey. I'm going to lay it right on the line for you. How long have you and Herb been closing me out?
What?
Knock it off, Sherry. I can do without the injured innocence. I know the whole scheme, so you better come clean.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You got tired of me, Sherry. Maybe you only married me in the beginning because diamonds were very big in your eyes. But I blew it all because I ran to the ponies. And they cleaned out what little I had. And then you met my bookie. You want to know something? I never really took a close look at him until today. He's quite a hunk of man. If you'd have told me, maybe I couldn't have blamed you for going for him instead of...
No, look, Mort, before you do something crazy...
No, not crazy, baby, no more.
Don't point that at me.
Don't you think I have the right?
Why?
Because you know my horse is going to lose. And then I'm set up to open the safe, Sheriff. Then when it's opened, your lover is going to clean it all out, pointing this gun at me. And then you're going to drive me out to the airport and shoot me and put me in my car and sink it in the river while you and Herb take off for South America together. Isn't that the plan?
How could you know? I mean, what are you talking about?
You, me, and Herb. And the future. I ought to put a bullet in your head right now.
No, Martin, no. No, listen to me. I'm Sherry. You're Sherry. Your wife. Someone who'd do anything for you.
To me?
No, Mort, please. No, give me a chance. Whatever's in your mind, we can work this out. Can't we somehow? Oh, my God, Mort, can't we somehow? Please.
So the worm has turned with a vengeance. The biter is bit. And the man who asked for yesterday seems in full control and in command of history with the power to change the shadow that coming events cast their shadow before. We'll see just how when I return shortly with Act 3.
And now another tale of the ball and chain. At Kellogg's Special K
presents The Good, the Bad, and the Heavy.
Why is that cowboy wearing a ball and chain?
Because carrying around extra pounds can be just like carrying around a ball and chain.
How symbolic.
Well, it is, senor.
Give me the Special K breakfast.
Here you go. For a Special K, it's the milk, orange juice, and coffee.
Ah.
Say, don't I know you from someplace?
You probably don't recognize me with my ball and chain. I used to be 10 pounds lighter, but I'm getting back that way by exercising and eating smart at every meal. Starting with this here Special K breakfast.
What's so special?
It's less than 240 calories, 99% fat-free, and delicious. It's going to help me get rid of this here ball and chain.
I bet your horse will be glad to hear that.
Another ball and chain. Fight the dust.
Your happy ending could begin with the Kellogg's Special K breakfast.
That's Kellogg's Special K.
That's right.
Good night.
In 1919, someone had a big idea. Let's help youth understand big business by starting them in small businesses of their own. And Junior Achievement was born. Each group elected a board of directors, chose a product, set up a production line, sold stock, and went into business. That year, 314 students made and sold products and learned the business of business. Today,
today, Junior Achievement has grown to nearly 200,000 members. Junior Achievers are designing and marketing their own products and services, from cutting boards to printing. They're organizing sales efforts, writing marketing plans, calculating profit and loss. Running these small businesses helps Junior Achievers understand how big business works. Support Junior Achievement, where youth learns the business of business. Call your local Junior Achievement office.
A woman has begged for forgiveness. A woman we already know deserves none. And what about her husband? A man with a miraculous second chance. Has he the humanity to be forgiving? Can he change the already preordained course of fate? In the first playing out of this particular chain of events, who was the ultimate victim? And who escaped? The answers are waiting.
Please, Mort, give me a chance.
I think we can work it out, Sherry, with your cooperation.
Well, just tell me how.
It'll be just the way you and her planned it. Except that I'll be using the other ticket that you've already reserved for South America.
What do we use for money?
Just what you and Herb would have used. I already have the diamonds. We can leave immediately.
Yeah, but the horse race...
That doesn't matter anymore.
Doesn't matter? When you've already bet 10,000...
Don't look so guilty, Sherry. I'm aware that you know about that.
Weren't you scaring
me? I'm also aware that the bet means nothing to me. The horse isn't going to win.
How can you know all these things?
Let's just write it off to the strange fact that I have suddenly acquired second sight.
Now you're scaring me even more.
Maybe that's the object. Come on, let's pack and go.
But, Mort, if you're going to lose the bet, how is it going to be paid?
Oh, that's the beauty part. That's going to be your ex-boyfriend's problem, Herbie.
But he hasn't...
The money... Like he threatened me, then he can pay for it in blood. Now, do you want to hang around and do the same?
You couldn't leave me. I know too much.
That's how it goes, sweetie. That's why my offer to come along isn't exactly take it or leave it. Let me put it another way. I've already reserved an earlier flight, and I'm leaving on it with or without you. Now, it's now or never. Make up your mind.
Too late?
Too late for what?
To go back. Start all over.
How?
Well, the race hasn't been run. I could talk to Herb. Maybe get him to call off the bets.
Forget it, Sherry. The bets are down, all of them. It's too late to call anything back.
What are you slowing down for?
We need some gas.
We must have enough to get us to the airport. Or right at the bridge.
Oh, I wish you could know how familiar this conversation sounds.
Why are you turning off?
We have an appointment right below the bridge here.
You're scaring me again. Mort, what is it about you that...
Maybe I've become the agent of fate.
The what?
It's finally catching up to you, Sherry.
I don't know what... Mort, don't turn left here. This is a dead end. It ends at the river.
I found that out once.
Well, Mort, I think you're crazy. Mort, let me out of here.
Oh, no, sweetie. I can't do that. A coffin is a coffin, Mort, no matter who the corpse turns out to be.
What do you mean?
You and her planned for it to be me. I've just revised the plan.
Put that gun away.
I've decided the only one that really deserves to be shot is you. Goodbye. Welcome to my grave. I forgot I should have waited for a plane going over to drown out the shot that killed Sherry. But it didn't really matter. No one heard it but the two of us. It wasn't much of a climb back to the highway, and I had plenty of time to walk to the airport. I had no baggage except $1 million worth of diamonds. And for the first time in as long as I could remember, I was free.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. An unexpected total inversion due to extreme weather conditions, aggravated by a heavy smog, has caused a temporary shutdown in all air traffic. Arriving planes are being shunted to alternate landing fields, and there will be no, repeat, no takeoffs on all scheduled airlines until further notice.
The stunning announcement caused me my first twinge of terror. I had to get away. With a deep breath, I took hold of myself. I mustn't give way to panic. I was safe till at least Monday as far as the diamonds were concerned. Their loss wouldn't be discovered until then. But I had to get out of town before the race was run and lost. I knew Herbie would be looking for me. I could head for the nearest airport that was cleared and take a plane from there. The answer was just across the terminal building.
Oh, miss? Excuse me, miss?
Oh, I'll be with you in just a minute.
I've been waiting for almost half an hour.
Be back in a moment.
Some panic, eh? You think there was a war around or something, huh?
They've canceled all the flights.
Yeah, I just heard. I come in here to use a fly. Now I see where maybe I'm going to make a heavy buck today.
Why, what do you mean?
What do you say, mister? I run a hack.
Oh, excuse me, just a minute. Miss?
The car you want to rent, sir. I'm sorry, but there isn't a thing.
You want to go back to the city, friend? Like I was saying, I got a hack outside.
Oh, brother, you're a lifesaver.
Yeah, well, you hear the deal. 50 smackers.
I'll tell you what. You take me to the nearest airport where planes are flying, and I'll pay all expenses and $100 bonus.
No sale, friend. I'm a family man. I don't show up for dinner. The wife would clobber me. Besides, save your dough. For a 5-0, I take you to the railroad station. You get a train out.
A train? Yeah, sure. Come on. Oh, what's the matter, driver?
You got me. Some traffic jam. Looks like fire trucks up there at the station.
Well, there's a cop over there. See if you can get his attention.
We got it already, Bubby. He's on his way already.
You headed for the railroad station, buddy?
Yeah, officer. I got a passenger car.
You got nobody going nowhere. There's a fire in the tunnel. There won't be a train out of here for several hours. Turn off at the next corner.
Now, wait a minute, Sergeant. You don't understand. I've got to leave.
Do yourself a favor. With the airport shut down, this fire in the tunnel, what you should be worrying is find yourself a room for the night.
Well, the bus station. I can get a bus.
That's where the laugh is on them. I mean, the business they could be doing tonight, and their drivers had to pick this weekend to go out on strike. Okay, Hackey, you're holding up traffic. Move on.
What am I going to do?
I don't know, mister. But I'll tell you one thing. You've about used up your 50. Make up your mind wherever I drop you. It better be close.
Just let me think a minute.
It was a nightmare. The bad dream to end all bad dreams. You know the kind, where you have to escape, but you can only move in slow motion. Your feet are buried in mud like glue. You're caught. You're trapped. You're helpless. You know there's no way out.
Okay, Mac. This is it. End of the line. I don't take you no further. Hey, watch it, Bubby. Let's not throw any fits in that. I already got enough trouble out of here.
You don't get the joke.
I ain't interested. I want you out.
You know where you've stopped? Right in front of my own house.
So ain't that a lucky coincidence? I brung you home. So out.
This is the last place in the world I want to be. I can't get out here.
Oh, Mort. I've been waiting for you.
Herb. Look, Herb.
Let me give you a hand out. You look a bit shaky. And don't make any sudden moves. Oh, you got your fare, Hackey?
I got it, mister. Take care of your friend there. He's kind of in a bad way.
All right, let's keep our hands nice and open where I can see him. And then we'll go inside and we'll have a little chat. When you heard the race results, you came back to pay off your debt to me, and you left Sherry waiting for you at the airport, right?
That's right, Herb.
And you want to pay me off in diamonds.
Well, like I told you this morning, I don't have the cash on hand.
Yeah, I'll get that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is Mr. Herman. Oh, they are? Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there to pick him up. Right away. Yeah, thank you for calling.
What was that?
The airport. Ceiling is lifted. They're flying again. They wanted to confirm your reservations. You're on the next flight out.
Well, how am I going to get there?
I got my car outside. Our business is all finished. I'll drive you out to the airport. Come on, Mort. We don't want to keep Mrs. Herman waiting.
I appreciate you going out of your way like this, Herm.
Ah, don't mention it. As a matter of fact, it just fits in with my plans.
What are you doing? Don't turn off here.
You and I have a little final business to complete.
No. Not under the bridge.
Oh, you know this little spot, huh? Is that where you gave it to Sherry?
What are you talking about?
Come on, jerk. When I took that gun from you, I could smell it had been fired recently. When I couldn't reach Sherry, as we'd planned earlier this afternoon, I had to figure maybe you'd caught on about us. That's why I was waiting for you when you got home. What did you do with her, Mort?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure you do. Now, I get out. Now, give me your coat.
Please.
Coat, jacket, pants. I want all the diamonds.
Please.
Did you give her any chance? What did you do, shove her back in your car and roll it in?
Look, she had no right.
Okay, you forget it. Now, you just drop those clothes and walk to the edge of the pier. I wish I had a car to bury you in. But I'll take my chances on the tide. Move!
It didn't make any difference. It all turned out the same, didn't it, Herb?
I don't know what you're talking about. But by me, it comes out even. Goodbye, Mort.
Where am I?
Right back where you started.
But I didn't change anything.
Did you really think you could?
But Herb gets away with everything. And I killed Cherry. At least she could still have been alive.
Well, don't worry about that. Think back to the first of your yesterdays. Remember the second shot? Herb sent Sherry with you into the river, locked in the car.
Well, then how did I...
When you were in the back seat, the door wasn't closed completely. The water pressure opened, you surfaced, and drifted on the tide to the bank, where a police sergeant found you and brought you here.
Where?
To the hospital. They're operating on you right now.
Then I'll live?
Do you think you should?
I could prove it to you. If you'd just let me have yesterday again.
Oh, no. No, I'm quite satisfied now.
About what?
That you belong to me. Now I pick up my part of the bargain.
Your part?
Tomorrow. I'll take care of all your tomorrows. Your man just died on the operating table, Sergeant. You can go on home. Catch some shut-eye.
You kidding? I just got a new headache. Know that cutoff by the bridge to the airport?
Yeah, the one that goes down to the docks?
Yeah. Guy coming up from there got creamed by a trailer truck. Killed him. Busted his car to nothing. And get this. Scattered diamonds all over the road. I mean about hundreds.
Stolen?
That's my job to find out. Well... Sorry about your patient. Funny thing. I saw that little guy earlier today by the railroad station. Frantic to get out of town. With all the communication jam-ups we had today. Wonder what he was trying to run from. I guess we'll never know.
But we do. Even if the sergeant never learns. And we also know it caught up with him. He was a weak little man, and a scared little man, and a stupid little man. None of which is any excuse. Mort Herman got exactly what he deserved. I'll be back shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene two, take one.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Robert Ogden.
Hi.
I've known that little fellow a while. He's mentally retarded, one of more than 6 million kids and adults. I thought some of you might like to help because the retarded can be helped. 2 years ago, Robert couldn't say hi. Well, you heard him. It may not sound like much to you, but to Robert's mother and dad, it's almost a miracle. Now, the National Association for Retarded Children and its nearly 1,500 local associations are helping to make miracles like this happen every day. It isn't easy. Help us, please.
In the beginning, if you remember, I mentioned an often misquoted line. Backward, turn backward, O time, in thy flight. It was written by a lady named Elizabeth Akers Allen, and the misquote is one word. Not thy, it's your flight. But the preposition is of minor interest. It's the adverb that really matters. Backward. To turn time backward. One of man's dreams since time began. An idle dream, as we know now, because even if we could, in the end, it turns out just the same. Our cast included Mandel Kramer, Paul Hecht, Edie Juster, Ralph Bell, and Gil Mack. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
You have to believe me that Leo won't give me a divorce. Don't you see how easy it would be to take his place?
Yeah, fine, but what happens to him?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I thought maybe you could think of a way out.
Yeah, I can, but I don't like it.
Try it on me.
No, I think you've already tried it on, and you like it.
Maybe.
Not maybe, positively. That's what you wanted to lay on me when you said you wanted to talk.
You're not only sexy, but you're smart.
Yeah, you bet. Smart enough to stay away from murder.
Well, who said anything about murder?
I did, my lovely, I did. I said murder.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Your dial is set on 97 KOIN in Portland. Our time in 2 seconds, 12 midnight.
CBS News. Officials have started an investigation into Thursday's airliner crash that killed 95 persons in American Samoa. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. They've recovered the flight recorder on the Pan Am jet that went down just short of the runway at the airport on Pango Pango. Officials from the National Transportation Safety Board will examine the device to see if it yields any clues on why the plane crashed.
Officials say the death toll has risen to 95. The other six people on the plane were very badly hurt. 36 of the dead are Americans. It's now reported that sabotage has been ruled out. The weather was bad during the attempted landing. The Pan Am jet was flying from New Zealand to Samoa, then was to have gone on to Hawaii and Los Angeles. I'll have more news after this message.
When you take a medicine, you should follow label directions. But some people have excuses.
Who can read labels in the middle of the night?
A tablespoon's gotta work faster than a teaspoon.
Mommy,
I can't waste time. Jimmy's crying.
Sorry, there is no excuse. The label tells you what it's for, how much to take, and when to take it. Read the label directions. Medicines can't help you if you don't take them right. From the Council on Family Health, a service of the manufacturers of medicines.
For the American Red Cross, Dick Van Dyke.
Remember how it was? You put a dime or a quarter in the box, and you'll remember the American Red Cross. Today, it takes more, because the job's bigger. But one thing's the same. Red Cross is the good neighbor to anybody, anywhere who needs us. We need more than money to help. We need your hands, your heart, and your conviction that the place to start to mend the world is right around home. Join us.
The boycott by independent truck drivers spread into New Jersey late Thursday night. In Woodbridge, New Jersey, picketing drivers prompted one refinery to stop dispatching trucks delivering gasoline to service stations. On Thursday, one driver not taking part was killed in Pennsylvania when a rock was thrown through the windshield of his rig. Governor Milton Schaff of Pennsylvania warned he will not tolerate more of that kind of violence.
I will alert the National Guard in Pennsylvania and possibly have National Guard troops patrolling all the overpasses of our highways in Pennsylvania. We are going to take whatever steps are necessary. Hopefully these steps will not be necessary, as the truckers who go on strike will recognize they have a right to do this because they're affecting only themselves. At the moment, they overstep that and try to stop others from driving trucks or delivering merchandise, then they're affecting not only the rights of those truckers, but they're affecting the rights of all citizens, and this will not be tolerated.
Schaff spoke to reporters after he met with some representatives of the truckers. The Senate Interior Committee continues hearings on the energy crisis. Fuel prices is one of the major areas of concern to the committee's chairman. A report from John Meyer in Washington.
Chairman Henry Jackson set the tone of the hearings by noting that oil price increases have far exceeded the average increases of all other commodities. The senator noted that increased rates for gasoline, electricity, and heating oil have an even greater impact when passed on to the consumer, and he said there is no relief in sight without decisive federal action.
By all the evidence we have seen, Americans are paying unconscionable and unnecessarily high prices for essential petroleum products. Price increases, which result in enormous profit gains, amount to nothing more than the exploitation of the American people, and I think this exploitation must be stopped. A rollback of petroleum prices to a more reasonable, realistic levels is absolutely essential.
Former Power Commission Chairman Lee White, testifying in his current capacity as chairman of the Consumer Federation's Energy Policy Task Force, agreed with Jackson. White said Jackson's committee is on very sound ground in exploring the rollback of crude oil prices with accompanying rollbacks of prices to the consumer. John Meyer, CBS News on Capitol Hill.
Syria claims at least 10 Israeli soldiers were killed or wounded in a clash with Syrian forces along the Golan Heights early Friday. The Syrians report that Israeli forces ambushed a Syrian patrol. Officials in Damascus say several armored cars were destroyed in the fighting that ensued. There is no word yet from the Israeli side on their version of what happened. Now this.
This is Joan Crawford speaking for USO, United Service Organization. Do we as civilians know what it's like to be far from home in a foreign land? Listen to this real-life documentary about one of our servicemen over there.
Do you speak English?
Nein, ich spreche kein Englisch.
Excuse me, ma'am. I wonder if you could help me.
Nein, es tut mir leid.
Excuse me, miss. Can you help me?
Leider nicht.
Bitte schön.
Yes, sir.
Do you speak English?
Nein.
Excuse me. Can you help me?
Nein.
Excuse me. Can anybody?
anybody help me?
Hi, you sure can. This is the USO, and we have all kinds of help.
That's why I support USO, and you should too. USO makes a man feel closer to home while he's serving his country for you. Isn't money the least you can give? Please support USO.
Linda Lovelace, the porno queen, has been arrested at the Dunes Hotel in Las Vegas, charged with possession of cocaine. Arrested with Miss Lovelace in her hotel room was David Winters, who identified himself as a producer and director. Both were jailed in lieu of $7,000 bail. Doug Poling, CBS News.
In Pacific Northwest news, two elderly Woodburn women on an around-the-world trip were killed Thursday in the crash of a Pan American World Airways jet in Pango Pango, Samoa. They were 65-year-old Carolyn Komen and a 63-year-old Wilhelmina de Armand. Some major oil companies say federal mandatory gasoline allocation rules will cut supplies to service stations. Atlantic Richfield says it is cutting February deliveries back 10% from the January allocations, and Texaco says it is cutting back 5%. Flood damage has made part of the Rogue River Trail from the coast to the southwest interior impassable. Federal officials say it will be several months before footbridges and sections of the trail torn out in slides are repaired. An elderly Portland woman, Ruth Rudolph, fell to her death Thursday when she leaned out her Danmore Hotel window to watch police check a burglar alarm. Police say she was probably in her 70s. Industrialists and businessmen in Northwest Portland suffered a severe blow at the hands of the Portland City Council with the decision that the I-505 freeway should follow the Yonge Street corridor. The president of the I-505 Committee of Concern, Robert Wilhelm, feels the decision is the worst possible plan for the Northwest industrial area.
It's an absurd alternative insofar as we're concerned. It's the worst of everything. Safety, there are 13 railroad crossings involved. That makes no easy flow of traffic. Millions of dollars worth of plant structure gone. Perhaps moving out of the city, the tax base is affected. It's a poor plan. Number four is a poor plan.
Further, Wilhelm told KOIN News he's certain the city council knuckled under to pressure from the state highway department. Earlier, Commissioner Lloyd Anderson had recommended the Upshur Street corridor, partly covered. Then the state highway department volunteered to pay the city's share of building costs for the freeway, and Anderson then changed his mind and endorsed the Yonge Street plan. Wilhelm intimated something undercover about that decision.
We're going to take a look at our whole cards. We just think industry and the businessman has been sent down the river very easily, in a matter of change of heart in 2 hours.
Is there a possibility of, like, say, court action, for example?
I don't know those things. It'd be up to an attorney to advise us if we wish to go that way.
Going
to
call a meeting?
Oh, yes, we'll have a Monday morning quarterback session on this.
Police have charged the 27-year-old Portland man, Eddie Ray Collins, with the shooting death of his wife. Authorities say 21-year-old Sarah May Collins was shot Wednesday evening in the couple's home. Another shooting victim in the same incident, 22-year-old George Harper, is in stable condition. Traveler's warnings are posted in the Oregon Cascades and Siskiyous, where 10 to 14 inches of snow is expected. In Washington, travel over Cascade Passes is limited to White Pass, and it's slow going there. Snow slides and avalanches are expected in the mountain areas. The Portland-Vancouver vicinity weather forecast, showers and periods of partial clearing tonight, that is overnight and today Friday, with showers decreasing Friday night. Rain likely tomorrow Saturday. Lows at night near 40 degrees. The highs today in the mid-40s and Saturday near 50. Winds southwesterly 15 to 25 miles per hour overnight and today. Chance of measurable rain 80% overnight and Friday and 70% Friday night. It's presently 47 degrees downtown Portland. That's Coin News to 12:09 a.m. This is George Good.
Thank you.
cooperation with the Greater Portland Council of Churches, Coin Radio closes our broadcasting day with meditation time and a prayer. Transcribed by the Reverend Rudolph B. Johnson of Trinity Lutheran Church.
The scripture lesson for this day comes from John, the 16th chapter. It begins at the 7th verse. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. Our thought for this glad, surprising devotional is that the Holy Spirit does things in the life of a person. Last time we met, we talked about the change of a life from being cold as a person to being warm and loving, from being unhappy to happy, from a being a person that sheds gloom to a person that can shed joy. But the Holy Spirit does a bit more than this as he begins to dig into a person's life. We are sometimes very unhappy that this happens, especially if we live with a philosophy that says, the sin is in getting caught, rather than doing the wrong. And people often think such in this day. Our Lord says that these things will happen, and when he comes, he will convince or convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And I would suggest to you, thank God for this happening in your life. Or if it's not happening, pray to God that it might happen in your life. For you see, change can never take place in one's life until they know that they are doing something wrong, until they are convicted of sin, until they know what is right. Led by the Spirit, they can know this, and then realize that judgment is necessary, for God is a loving God. Look at the cross of Calvary and know what God would do with sin. It is because he is a just and loving God this happens, and he would have the Holy Spirit so present the things of God, the things of the world to men, that they may know for sure what the truth is about sin. It condemns. About righteousness, it is good. About judgment, it is a blessing. With the Spirit of God in you, it is like having Jesus Christ walking beside you in life. Let one of the glad surprisings of your life be the Holy Spirit in your life. Let us pray. Father, we pray that every heart may be open to your Spirit so that you may enter in and change hearts and lives so that there may be joy and happiness of life. Amen.
This is radio station KOIN, transmitting on a frequency of 970 kilohertz with 5,000 watts of power. COIN is owned and operated by Mount Hood Radio and Television Broadcasting Corporation. Our studios are at 140 Southwest Columbia Street in Portland, Oregon. We are leaving the air now to return at 5:30 tomorrow morning. On behalf of the management and personnel of COIN, This is Bill Myers inviting you to join us again for another full day of the best in radio. Good night.